Now, again, back to some of these steps, recommendations for people to pull themselves out of the hole that they find themselves in. What do they do?
Well, the first thing that you notice is that you have to get control of your mental activity. You have to find the off switch on your chattering mind. And the Buddhists call this mindfulness, the way of stopping your incessant, ongoing chatter. And meditation is, of course, the way to do that. And as I mentioned earlier, what you want to explore is, under mindfulness, is transcendent knowing, which is, first of all, discovering that you're not a physical body or you're not just a physical body. Now, I want to be clear that I'm not saying something silly. I have great respect for bodies. The Buddhists teach that bodies are hard to come by and we should take good care of them, a great source of pleasure, but it's simply an error to think that a physical body is all that you are. So with transcendent knowing, you begin to expand your awareness and discover that you can experience the distance and the future, and it realizes there's more to you than what you see in the mirror. With transcendent doing, you can begin to move outside yourself and use your awareness to heal the sick, send love to people in a distant place, and relieve the suffering from people in the distance. That would be transcendent doing. And transcendent being is an opportunity to move from your ego self to spaciousness. That we tend to live in what the Buddhists call an ego-centered, self-pitying world, sort of conditioned awareness. We're conditioned by what your parents taught you and what your president teaches you, and that conditioning can't help but lead to suffering because you become self-centered and self-pitying, sort of determined by your own ego, filled with resentment and judgment, and that also interferes with your psychic abilities, because once you feel that you want to name and grasp what you're experiencing, you can't really experience it for it is. So the invitation is to move from an ego-based conditioned awareness to transcendent awareness, which is a feeling of spaciousness, what the Buddhists call naked existence. So the move is really very simple. You move from an ego-based awareness where you're focusing on your own self-centered problems. My minister used to call it sitting on your pity pot. You want to get off your pity pot and move into spaciousness. And once you begin, now, I'm not saying that remote viewing is a spiritual path. I try to avoid saying the things that are silly. Once you start doing remote viewing, you get the clue that there's a lot more going on than you read in the newspapers. You get a feeling that the spaciousness is available, and we often don't know why the great mystics and the saints would be sitting on a rock, but nobody ever felt that they were silly. And the reason they did that is that that feeling of spaciousness leads to a generous, flexible, loving, and joyful experience. Once you find a way to separate yourself from defending your ego and moving into the spaciousness, in the English underground, there's a sign that says, beware the gap, or mind the gap. And it's really the gap between the ego-based life that we tend to live, defending the story of who we are. And from my many years in aerospace, I can tell you that defending the story of who you are is definitely the road to suffering. And moving from that ego-based condition to spaciousness is just a flip of the switch. You just find a way to stop the chatter, which is usually some kind of quiet breathing meditation, and you move from the ego-based to the spaciousness, and you're free.
It doesn't mean, Russell, that you shouldn't try or strive to be successful, or happy with the right job or anything like that, does it?
Well, that takes us to the next principle. The first principle is mindfulness, and you said exactly the right thing. The in my opinion, I'm not a Buddhist scholar, I'm just a physicist trying to learn how to be peaceful. But the most important thing that goes through all the Buddhist teaching is the idea of emptiness. And people hate that idea. They say, as I look out here, it looks to me like something's happening. Well, what do you mean emptiness? And the teaching is that nothing is happening except to the extent that you give it meaning. That we have an opportunity to give meaning to everything that occurs. There's a Buddhist newspaper in California called the DOT, the D-O-T, and their masthead says, nothing is happening and we print every word. And the idea is that the only extent to which anything at all is happening is the extent to we give it meaning. For example, since I just gave up driving, I'm full of driving stories. If you're driving, if you're driving down the highway, down the freeway, and somebody cuts you off, you can make a rude hand signal to him or swear at him or do all kinds of things or tell your passenger, he just cut me off, and be very angry about it. And people do that all the time and do crazy things. But that's really not a correct picture of what's happening. And this is important because it pertains to much of what goes on in our lives. Driving in the freeway or driving in traffic is essentially random motion. It's like Brownian motion. Cars are moving in and out, and they really don't have any attention on you at all. They didn't cut you off. They just move to the left and move to the right. And the extent to which you personalize this random flow that's occurring, the flow is occurring, but it doesn't have any meaning. You give it meaning. You say, that bastard cut me off. And that's not really correct. You had nothing to do with his motion. He just moved. And the extent to which you personalize the crazy things that happen in the world is the extent to which you increase your own suffering. For example, if you're running along the beach, as we like to do in California, and you're knocked over by a wave, now nobody's going to give the finger to the wave. Say, that damn wave, look at what he did to me. That'd be silly. No one would do that because you realize the wave is a random occurrence.
And it was probably your fault for being too close.
That's right. But much of the things that happen to us in our life happen and have no meaning except for the meaning that we attach to it, or we misassess the meaning. So when the Buddhists talk about emptiness, they want you to move away from this ego-centered, self-pitying loneliness, because most of what happened is empty of meaning.